Redcon 1 music.
Veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder are finding assistance at the end of a leash.
And we're back. Tippy Point Boone Color, thanks for joining us. We're waiting for Dale to call in. Hopefully he does. But if he doesn't, we got nothing but time anyway. Dale Smith, he was involved in an explosion in Afghanistan not long ago, a couple weeks ago, dealing with some TBI issues, hoping he's going to call in. If he doesn't, I'm going to cut him some slack. Sean, what's it like working with a guy with the TBI thing, man?
You think he might have TBI'd it?
I think he might have TBI'd it.
That's entirely possible. You know, it can be a challenge.
And if he's supposed to be on at 10:30, I wouldn't be surprised if he calls at 11:30.
Mm-hmm. We working with you now for a year and a half, I've learned that things to watch for, and you're pretty good that you give visual clues when you're having some TBI issues. I don't know if that's the same with everybody, but you kind of get this glossed over look in your eyes where I'm like, all right, I know I need now to start talking.
He doesn't know where he's at. I better do something.
Mm-hmm. And just talk for a second and reset you where you're at, and then all of a sudden it clicks back in.
Yeah, it happens all the time. When I watch the playback, please. What you got to say, Joey?
No. He's saying that, and I'm going, God, that's exactly what happens. And we do that to each other.
Yeah.
You know, we're sitting there talking, and Boone, all of a sudden, he trails off. I'm like, whatever I bring back, he just picks right back off where he's at.
Yeah, as long as I can get – because what happens, even when I talk too long, this is crazy. I can be on stage that this totally – Dale is actually texting me right now saying, should I call? Problem is, Dale, I can't text you back, man. You better call. Even when I'm on stage, I'll be talking too long about a subject. Well, not too long, but I'll start with a subject and I'll start talking and it'll kind of, you know, go on to other stuff. And then I'll be like, I'll repeat at the end of the beginning when I watch the playbacks. And I'm like, I totally didn't realize I said the same thing three times. It happens all the time. When you read the book, if you read it straight through, you'll realize I repeat things like it's the first time I said it, and that's a little disturbing for me. But it is what it is.
It's your new norm. I mean, that's kind of your new norm, and those of us who work with you, we've got to adjust for that and plan for that.
You know, I make it work. You know, thank God I got a wonderful wife who doesn't let me get too far astray and get screwed up. Pee Wee, what you got, man?
When you have your TBI events, what happens if you're driving?
Well, it doesn't really happen like that because the driving thing is you're driving. It's like shooting a gun. I don't have those issues when I do that stuff either because it's
a lot of muscle memory stuff, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a lot of conditioned response. It's when you're in a cerebral part. Like learning something new for me, a lot of folks don't realize this. When I learn something, Dale's on the phone.
I believe so.
We're going to bring Dale on just to finish my thought. When I learn something new, it takes me 6 months of rote training. Okay, if I got to go to some place that's new that I have to spend a lot of time with, I got to kind of move into it a little bit slowly and get a feel for it. Because if I just jump right in, you know, sometimes I get activated with the PTSD and I purposely spend a little bit of time at times when I'm around new people so they can get to know me, so they can get over their PTSD phobias, so they can get over their, say, okay, he's okay. Because if I jump in, I'm like hanging out with somebody for 10 hours, something's going to happen. Something's gonna happen, okay?
Something will wear out.
Something's gonna happen. And then you gotta deal with that. So it's like even with the Parkinson's and everything else, if I have to meet somebody for a meeting, I'll rest for a day just so I can meet them for 30 minutes. Joe's saying the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll rest for a day so I can be on my game for that 30, 45 minutes or whatever. Because it's just got to be that way. It's just you have a different timeline for events than if you didn't have TBI. It takes longer to prepare for things. It takes a lot more to remember things and then kind of get the flow. But if it's something I do, like Sean, we won't do the show for a week. We'll do a best of. I'll come back. And like last week, he's like, you totally blew going out of the show. I'm like, we're going to break. Bye.
He didn't give any out cues or anything like that. And I think that the key for...
And I wouldn't even think about it unless he said, don't forget the out cues. And as soon as I know I have to do it, I'm like, okay, I know what that is. I just need to know I need to do it and I'll lose it.
And you know about Dale.
And the key for those of us who have to work with and deal with people who have TBI is we can't freak out when all of a sudden, you know, the record stops. When the record stops spinning, don't freak out. Just give them a second to reset the record, get it spun back up to 33 1/3, and then it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't freak out.
Don't freak out. And I've got my own coping strategy. Sometimes it doesn't work so well. Like the Big Dogs to the Front video is amazingly popular. I was supposed to do 45 minutes that day. I did like 23 or something like that on stage because actually I think it was right under 30 because I got to a point that people started eating. It was a luncheon and people started eating and the distractions from the movements of people eating was so disturbing to me that I could not keep my thought. So I thought, okay, this is a place to end it. So I just went, and I'm Boone Cutler. Thanks for your time. Unplug the mic, walk off. Because from that point, it would have been like, what I say, I mean, I would have kept repeating the same thing because every time someone interrupts me, it's like 6 seconds in my mind that I've completely, it's like hitting the delay button. You just got backed up 6 seconds and I got nowhere, I got no idea where we're at. We got Dale on the line. Dale, let's bring him. Dale, what's up, brother?
Hey, brother. Sorry I called in late.
It's perfectly okay. I understand. How's your morning going?
Not good. Just been a little rough.
Been a little bit rough. You want to give us a quick down and dirty? Tell us what's been rough about it, so we can get the thing started. Because now everybody's wondering.
Waking up early as hell in the morning. You know, one of the things I've been having problems with is I can get to sleep, but staying asleep or being on a sleep schedule has been just a total mess. And then, the headache creeps in, the tinnitus is blaring, and then, me and the wife, not sure what, the near future is going to look like and trying to discuss how to deal with the variables and the frustration that causes, obviously it's tough on a relationship, and I don't have to tell you and most of the other people that have been through this, but for me, it's a new dynamic. And, then of course there's my pre-existing personality dealing with contracting and, everything that I've done. And I don't know, man, it's just, all of it's just starting to get overwhelming, and I just, I was glad to take the break to talk to you guys.
Let me set the scene here so people understand. What was the? Do you remember the date that the incident occurred?
This recent one was the 4th of this month, 2016. Just happened a little bit less than a month ago.
So the 4th of this month, but it happened. So it happened the 4th of what month?
January. It happened on January 4th, just after New Year's of this year. So, yeah, we just got done with a gripe session with our PM. I'm not going to name the company for obvious reasons, but we got done with a gripe session. Felt a little bit good, like we gained some ground on some security measures and some common sense stuff, and. We break for dinner, and we go with
stop, the stop, button.
So, I'm sorry, say again?
Hang on, brother. I'm just helping you out right now. Everybody stand by. Just wait one.
Technology overrides again.
Hang on, everybody. Just stand by.
You know what?
Why don't we take a song, take a break real quick?
I don't think people – all right, hang on, and we'll get back to you in just a moment. You're listening to Tipping Point and Boone Cutler, 107.3 KNews, Reno's News Radio.
Dale, hang up, call right back in. And we're back. Tipping Point, Boone Cutler. We got Dale Smith on right now. We're talking about incident. We're talking about traumatic brain injury. He was involved in a blast situation earlier this month. He's dealing with the effects of that blast and traumatic brain injury. And this is the thing I want to make everybody aware of. When you have traumatic brain injury, a lot of times, I don't want to say you don't realize it. I'm going to say that things start going funky, and those funky things really are symptoms. So far, since Dale and I have been talking, some of the symptoms that I've recognized is aphasia. Some of the symptoms that I've noticed are insomnia. Some of the symptoms – Dale's been a friend of mine since – Dale, what? We've known each other since –
2004.
I was going to say the 90s. Yeah, since about 2004, since before my deployment to Iraq, we were in the same unit. He bailed out, went contractor side. I stayed Army side, and that's how we know each other. We stayed in contact, pretty okay. Lost some contact here and there, but he's my bro, and that's the way it goes. But at the end of the day, he's just sustained a traumatic brain injury. He and I have been talking. He called me and said, "Hey, man, I don't know, just things ain't right." And we kind of took it from there. Is that about right, Dale?
Yeah, that's definitely that's about right.
Let me tell everybody what traumatic brain injury is like, okay? I'm going to explain a couple things, and this is what I've explained to Dale, and then we're going to get his feedback. Traumatic brain injury is like somebody popped off your head, put somebody else's brain in there, and didn't tell you how to use it. Gave you a whole new person, gave you a new personality in many instances, totally different personality change. But also there's just the effects. What happens in high order explosives and blast injuries, it goes through the brain completely. It tears neurons, it tears fibers, it tears the places that react to other places, like your cues, your mental cues. So if you have a cue that says, don't say that, don't do that, and you've learned about that in a societal norm, that cue's really not there anymore. You gotta learn that cue. And so if you separate your brain into two different halves, you've got your back brain. Your back brain is the part of the brain that, you know, controls your breathing, your instincts, your heart rate, all these things. You really don't control it. It kind of controls what goes on with you to keep you survival. It is your animal brain per se. Well, that brain normally in a closed head injury does not get too affected. The part that gets affected is your frontal brain. And I'm using terminology that I just pretty much freaking made up just so everybody can understand it. But your front brain, instead of your back brain, your animal brain, your front brain, which is your societal brain, the brain that society has kind of made for you. It's the one that started building when you were a little kid and your parents said, make sure you say please and thank you and may I and all these things, the societal norms. And then you go through decades of learning these little societal things that make you look quote unquote normal because you fit in with the rest of your society. Well, that gets disrupted. That gets torn. Those places in the brain get torn. Now, falling down, for everybody out there who's had traumatic, they're like, oh, I've had concussions. I fell off my bike. Not the same thing. We're not talking about the same thing. Well, I had a concussion. I was, got in a car wreck. Not the same thing. You may have had similar circumstances, similar characteristics, but blast wave injuries affect the entire brain. Rolls right through. Changes a lot of stuff. And then the biggest thing you're going to see is people go, he ain't like he was before. Now, you're going to get that with TBI. You're going to get that with PTSD. A lot of people refer to it with PTSD. But when it's TBI, you can't relearn the things you do like when you only have PTSD. When you have both situations going on, PTSD and TBI, it's not the same as just dealing with your PTSD. There's a TBI issue, which means the mechanism doesn't work the way that it should work in order to deal with the PTSD. And most of the time, guys have both. If they have TBI, a lot of times they have PTSD at the same time. Let's kind of go through the scenario of what happened at the time of the blast, because it was very similar to mine. You got the white light, correct?
Yeah, I saw like this bright white flash.
Yeah,
and you know that, and that's you know when I recognized, you know, there was I felt like a very short, you know, not so powerful positive wave of this blast, and then the negative wave that just stunned and rocked my world, making me realize what just happened.
Mm-hmm. And let me explain that. Let's take it slow. Let's slow it down. When someone's talking about they got the white light, okay, the big flash and white light, that's your brain getting zeroed out, okay? You just got Z'd out right there. That's what that's called. That means you had a bunch – your eyes didn't see that white light. Your brain told your eyes you saw that white light. Does that make sense, Dale?
Yeah, and I mean that would be akin to – you know, looking at it in hindsight, kind of what it was like, because, you know, I know I didn't see a white light. It just
occurred.
It was more like I felt it, like it was just, it was known to me, but that was about it.
My situation, I didn't have anything blocking me from the blast. It was like soft tissue was seriously affected. Like I felt like there were guys on either side of me. With sledgehammers, one guy hit me in the nose, another guy hit me in the throat, one in the sternum, and one straight up in the nuts. Because that blast wave, I guess that's what was the soft tissue that was most affected, that really felt it. Knocked away. It was instant. When people want to know what dying is like, I tell them it's like walking through a doorway. Anybody who's been blown up and had a loss of consciousness with blown up, they kind of know what dying is all about because the brain goes zip. Okay, and when the brain goes zip, a lot of times it means you're dead. But in these cases, you're not. It's just going zip for a minute, and then you come back, and there you are. I mean, we can bring this thing down to – how long has this stuff been going? Let's look at Paul, okay, from the Bible. What's his story? Got hit by lightning, fell off a horse, and then all of a sudden he was Saul. Now he's Paul, and now he's standing up and defending the Jews. Before, he was the persecutor of the Jews. Now he's a Christian. Now he's doing all this stuff. He's very religious. What do you call that? Well, you could call it a transformation, or you could call it a traumatic brain injury, because that's what we're talking about. And does God work that way? Probably so. But we're talking about traumatic brain injury. These things have been going on for a long time. People really don't realize how it occurs, but that's what's occurring. And now you're in a situation. We got about 5 minutes, and we want to stay close with you. Now you've got to fight the whole situation. You've got to deal with your TBI issue, memory issues, yeah, insomnia, personality change, and somehow you're supposed to navigate your life and get through this insurance and medical process. I'm kind of worried for you, bro.
You ain't the only one. I think me and my wife are worried, and it doesn't feel good.
Right, it doesn't feel good. What's it feel like when it doesn't feel good?
Well, it feels like your world as you knew it and wanted it to be is beyond your control, and you want to believe that a system's going to work for you because we all hope for the best scenario. But you know, how do you prepare for the worst scenario? You don't. You feel a little scared and a little lost about it.
Let's get Joe's on it. Oh, you trying to show me something there?
No, I just pointed it down.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, you do. You feel lost. And me, I recovered in Iraq. I finished out my tour. So I didn't have that sense of loss. I would guess yours would be greater because you went from your environment that you knew back here. I maintained my environment. I stayed there. And then I got to the hospital and it was like, everything's gone. But what's your biggest worry?
Well, my biggest worry is that, I actually just returned to contracting. I took about almost a 2-year break, and I come to realize that was where I really fit. That was where I was really happiest. And just having got back into it, this thing happens, and now I feel like it's being torn away from me, and I don't have a choice. And I don't want that to happen. I want to try and control that, and I don't know what that's going to mean or look like or if it's even possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of unknowns right now, and you're dealing with those unknowns literally with a brain you've never possessed before.
Yeah, it's like I was standing in God's hand and somebody clapped.
Wow, that's a good way to put it. Standing in God's hand and somebody clapped. Very good. Brother, I got 1 minute, man, and then I got to kick you out of here. But I want to tell you that I can't promise you it's going to be easier, but I can promise, you're not going to go through it alone. We're going to be right here. You got these questions. We're going to get them answered. And anything and everything I can do, any resource we can offer to you, I'm going to make sure it's available to you because I want your testimonial. And I love you. We've been friends a long time. And when all this is over, man, you're going to be looking back going, hey, guys, let me tell you how this goes down. You're going to be able to help other guys, man, and I'm going to be here for you. And that's how we take care of our warfighter family.
Well, that's why I definitely wanted to come on, because I know the more people that go through this and are willing to talk about it, the more it's going to help other people down the road.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Got to get out of here, brother. You stay safe, man. Give me a call later today.
Will do, brother.
All the way. Out here.
All the way.
It's Timmy Point, Boone Color. Stand by to stand by. We will be right back.